Sorry, are you both in BBC?
No.
I'm just asking a question because we're doing a live in a minute. Probably in a few moments.
Okay, brilliant.
I'm just trying to get some facts. So, right. When I do the live,
Can I just ask some questions?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thanks. So, can you give a bit more information
about Eastside Climate Action? Basically, it's three people who are inspired by the Campus of Climate Action. It was a national event that took place last summer. It's people who are starting to realise that the issue of climate change is so massive and so urgent that we feel that more needs to be done and more quickly. We're trying to find as many ways as possible of inspiring people to find alternatives and find sustainable ways of living.
And what's happening on the inside today?
Today there are some people, a group of activists who've gone inside the power station. They've successfully locked themselves to some of the things inside, including conveyor belts and dump trucks.
So how many of them are there in there, do you know?
I don't know exactly. There's more than 10, between 10 and 20. And they have stopped the operation of the plant for the moment. And it's really targeting a coal-burning power station as one of the biggest emitters of carbon dioxide. 30% of the emissions in this country come from power stations and generating electricity, and we really need to be urgently changing that and decentralising our power system.
Okay, and what are you hoping to achieve by today's protest?
Today we really want to draw public attention to the issue. We want to draw attention to the fact that places like this are continuing with their work sort of without any question, really. That there's lots of rhetoric going on with the government about how climate change is a really urgent issue. It's more urgent than terrorism. It's a bigger threat to this country and to the world. And yet, things aren't changing. You know, we're sitting here and we've just had a report out that says we've got the highest CO2 emissions in 10 years in this country. We're not reaching any of the targets that were set, and the targets aren't high enough anyway. We just feel like, wake up, you know, it's time to actually do something about it.
I'm going to go back to speak to my newsroom to see if they want to do a live or an as live or anything like that, and then I'll come back and do something in the interview. It might be live at 10 past 11, it might just be just a little bit before. Do you have a press release that you've sent?
Somebody's emailing out press release currently, so it should have reached you.
All right, okay.
I can check up on that if you haven't got it.
Well, I'll be back over in a little while.
Thank you.
May I just say, I asked you to